The time now, 9:06.
Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
Good morning and welcome to the Lackabarova Coaches Show. Dick Doon bringing you the report again this morning, and Paul Ramo at his usual position at the control panel. Well, last week we started the Coaches Show with Dr. Hacker because girls tennis already had some event the day before, and he's also loaded this past week as well, and we'll have him on. But we did not talk to the other three coaches because they just started their season, but they'll be in action. All four fall sports will be in action by next Saturday. So John Sherb's in the studio, and we're talking cross country first this morning. So good morning, John.
Morning.
Yeah. Well,
it's been an interesting week and a half, or 2 weeks, you could say.
That's right, boy. Thinking of running cross country in some of this humidity and heat, and where do you run? I mean, if you're running on the golf course or something, you're probably splashing around and stuff like that. But let's introduce your team.
Yeah, we've had an interesting 2 weeks, you could say. We've had some really, really stale. I know it was Monday morning last week. We're in Appleton Golf Course, and just you could just feel humidity. You almost just wanted to have it rain just to get it over with. And it was just, and the kids handled it well. You know, they've had some hot days, and they've struggled. We got some new kids in, understanding a little bit, and some of the kids don't remember the old philosophy of hydration. You know, some hydrate after they've done the conditioning. Well, we got to remind them on that one. Even the old dogs forget that, and they got to remind them on that. So it's like going, hey, you got to be doing this 2 days ahead. And you know, I said, you got to be drinking a glass of water every hour. Plan on that. And I was like, oh, I can't make time. I said, make time, or you're going to have some tough spots. So, but you know, we've had a good run for 2 weeks here. Good. And I know the kids are pretty much ready to race to go out and see where we're at. And so, again, it's nice numbers of kids. You know, we've got some good kids out there. We're roughly a little over, right around that 30 range of kids. You know, it's talent-wise, we're very deep on the girls' side. Boys, we are going to rebuild, but there's a lot of young talent that if we can harness the young talent, it's going to be very interesting what they can do. So, but I'm just going to go down the list. I'll just start with the boys and go down with the girls and go that way. So going down the boys' list, Aaron Will is a freshman in there. Brody Nelson is one of our seniors. He's got to be probably the tallest cross-country kid we've ever had, and he's put a few years in with, but he is tall. But he does well, and he's put a little more. I know we gave him a hard time. I asked him, how many miles did you run this summer? 18 miles. I said, that number doesn't work very well. 2.5 miles for a month and a half of training, and then in the first 4 days, you've got this many miles. I said, something's going to give, and so we got to watch a little bit of the legs. And that's the biggest thing. These kids, some come in very, very not, you know, no miles at all, very low. And so now that their legs take a beating, so we got to kind of watch it. We're going to have to back some kids off a little bit for a couple of days, or maybe throw them on the bike a little bit just to break them down. But he's one kid that's, you know, he does look very good. He's had some good workouts this last 2 weeks, so he looks good. Just got to watch those legs. Colin Rosendahl, one of our freshmen that I think is going to see a lot of action. He was an eighth grader last year and got a chance to run some JV a little bit at the end. It looked very good, and he's put some summer running in. He looks sound. He'll be pushing our top guys, which will be good to see. And just the big thing with ninth graders coming in, just you don't know, they're going to be up and down. It's going to be peaks and valleys. So that's going to be hopefully we can kind of just harness that a little bit and just kind of cut down on the valleys so much, get to keep those peaks in. Then we've got Kentaro Soaro. He's another freshman that looks very good in practice. That will be kind of pushing some of his spots on that. And another ninth grader that's not as much miles in the summer, but still has matured a little bit and has got that strength. We just got to work on more of that strength with him. Another freshman came in, Colden Heineke, another freshman that has looked very good in practice too. So he's one that's going to push that varsity level too. So again, right there's three freshmen that are going to push that varsity level. So that's going to be our rebuild there a little bit. Then Landon Keeman looks very good senior. Has been around a long time, and he's just, you know, he's now has got to kind of move up there to be kind of one of our leaders in there. Same thing with him and Tanner have got. Now they've always had people in front of them. Now they're going to have to step up and help us a lot. Landon Scullerud, a young seventh grader, works hard. He's slowly worked his way. He made some really nice progress on it. For the first week of practice, he was struggling a little bit, and I know like last night's practice, he looked very good. He got through the mile very comfortable, and just those seventh graders that come in with nothing at all, and now they're trying to get something in. It's wears on their legs, but he's looked good. Matthew Botha, another freshman there, boy, that he ran for us last year as an eighth grader in varsity. So he's another one seasoned. So that's basically, if you look at it, that's four freshmen that have a lot of potential. Again, potential is, it means a lot, but can you do something with it in the real life? And that's the question, is where these four potential of these ninth graders is, you know, how they fit in. Eddie Felton, another ninth grader, has come in. He looks very good too. So we got a lot of freshman class. I think is gonna be interesting. If we get stronger and just grow, we'll be fine. Tanner Callis, our other senior boy, puts some summer miles in the summer. I think he put a little over 200 miles of running this summer. Oh, wow. So, and it shows. He's very, very streamlined. Looks sharp. Again, biggest thing, we've got a harness. Once in a while, he likes to get a little too antsy the first mile and pays for it at the end. So we've got to kind of – but he's looked very good in practice, very consistent mile repeats, and in some of our hill workouts look very consistent. So that's, again, we're going to see how that fits. And then Uriah Speck, another eighth-grade boy, has got a lot of potential that looks very sharp. You know, he's come in, you know, from a year underneath his belt as a seventh-grade, eighth-grade, looks very good. On the girls' side, Ainsley Grunholtz, a young seventh-grade girl, probably one of the shortest girls. I always gave her a hard time about being short, but man, she can still cover some ground. So, you know, hopefully that's something that will give her some seasoning, get some confidence for a year as a seventh grade and build on this. Alyssa Swinsky, senior, has been, you know, she's a very good golfer, good basketball player, good all around athlete. Always brings a smile to the face. That's the fun part. She's got a smile and she will give you the work ethic, and she pushes hard. So, again, there, Cambry Larson, a young eighth-grade girl, has put some summer running in. She can tell she's got a little bit of some running in, looks a lot stronger in there. And so that's, again, you've got that with her. Chloe Glegge, you know, Chloe's been pretty much a mainstay on the team. Last year she got nicked up early, had a hip injury that we had to basically baby her back into the system. Finally got her back together a little bit here by the end of the cross country season, but it wasn't her normal, and you could tell just the work ethic she was struggling with that. But she's worked very hard in there. She's going to be our 1-2 punch. Her and her sister, you know. Some sisters don't get along. Some sisters are pretty fighty. And, you know, her and Bryn, you know, will go at it. You know, they'll be interesting how well they fight with each other. But, again, they also push each other. And that's like I talked to Chloe the other day. I said, you may be very competitive, you two, but, again, you also got to work together. And the girls' team will go as far as those two handle on the front side, plain and simple. And so that will be, you know, in there. That will be kind of that interesting part, is where does she fit in with that hip injury? You know, she looks good. She's had some up and downs a little bit, but again, it's still handling that as now being that front on that. Then Bryn Glegge, her sister, Chloe went to state, you know, 2 years ago, and then Bryn went to state last year. So Bryn's got, you know, she's got a little bit of that too. So she's got that fire and everything else in her. So she was our front runner. Again, she could be our front runner, her sister. I mean, who knows? As long as those two build it off each other. So Bryn will be, those two will be on that front side. I'll have to handle it there. Cora Nelson, a young seventh grader, just kind of slowly worked. She came in late, but she just kind of, we're getting some distance on her, working her up, so that's very good in there. Emerson Erdman, a young eighth grader, she's looked very good in practice. She's got a nice stride, and she has come a long ways in that first week of practice. We're trying to stretch her a little bit on her distance, but she's a young eighth grader. I think we'll get some interesting things that she could do well down the road. She could have a lot of success in that junior high and as we run through the season. Harper Grunholtz, another one of our mainstayers. You know, we got a junior class that's pretty sound on girls. Harper works really hard. She will be in that bunch. She will be in that middle. How does she push that whole system, and that's going to be the interesting with her. You know, yeah, she's still got to put up her sister now. It's out too, so you never know. Again, the two sisters always, you know, how they compete. But Harper will be in that boat. Izzy Banky, a young seventh grader, slowly chipping away with her. She's going to be just working, trying to work her miles in, building her up a little bit. Again, you know, it's always tough when you, you know, again, the base, and that's the seventh grade, just don't know. And plus, also, they may do fine. They always, seventh graders bite off more the first day of practice, and then they pay for it at the end of the week because they're sore and they're tired. And so she's been slowly getting a little bit better, and so hopefully we'll keep her getting stronger as we go on. Laura Schreier, she was a late addition for us last year, really blossomed the second half. She kind of solidified into that third spot runner for us last year. Just some great things of it, and that's the fun part of it. And, you know, hopefully she can get a little, you know, since she starts a little earlier, you know, hopefully she can get herself in and, you know, push that front side. If she can close that gap, if she stays as our third gal, if she can close that gap on that front side, you know, we'll be interesting as we go. Macy Clavin, young eighth grader, really looked good, and unfortunately, she dinged her pinky toe. I don't like she doesn't think she broke it, but it's in a lot of pain. And yesterday was a tough day. We just had her doing some walking, trying to get that through, and see how that works. And you know, she's come along nicely with it, and we'll see what happens with her. We get that foot together. Micaiah Poos, a senior who has been out. I think she's been out in seventh grade all the way through. Very, very, you know, tall, lanky gal that covers some ground. Her stride is, when you're a tall girl, if you don't get that stride, it kind of bites you a little bit. You're kind of fighting yourself. And she has, you know, she's put a little running in the summer, so she looks good. You know, we've been challenging a little bit. Some workouts she hates, and some workouts, you know, she's that sprinter in the track, so you can tell when it gets that shorter stuff, she loves that stuff. When it gets that longer stuff, it kind of eats on her a little bit. And that's the way it goes. And, you know, see what we can do with that. Morgan Anderson, another senior girl. You know, she's our jumper and sprinter and track. So again, you're going to a level, but you know, that's not her strength, but she has worked very well with what she's done, and you know, happy to see where she's at with it. And she works hard. You know, a lot of these kids, you know, they will work really, really hard, and it's just we got to watch legs. Same thing, you know, with the other ones, we got to watch the legs so we don't beat her up so bad. Quinn Larson, she was managed last year, took a year off, managed, helped all of it, but now she's back into the running. Just getting her back into the program, getting her back into her running. She's coming along. Had some blister issues with her a little bit, but again, that's will come along with it. Then also, Sadie Rosendahl, she's been pretty much the last couple of years, she was kind of on our sub list, and then last year she was at competitive list. She's one that could do very well if we can, you know, just to get her to harness that a little bit. She works hard. Just got to have her have some confidence in pushing herself to the next level. And that's the biggest thing is a lot of these kids is some of them are very, very gun shy. They don't like they don't know if they want to get out of that comfort zone. Because there's some spots in races, and you know, again, yeah, I've done it, whatever. It's you how different you handle it mentally, but it gets tough. How can you handle that pain? Do you push through it? Do you try to find some focus? And that's the biggest thing, you know. Carrie was always a good instigator to talk about, you know, it's 80% mental of running. Physical is huge, but mentally, if you can give yourself a chance, you can do very well. So she will be in that one. Shea Bothan has looked very good in practice. Unfortunately, she got stung by a wasp yesterday. So we kind of had to ice her down a little bit. She had two pretty nice-eyed welts and never hurt. So we kind of had her walk and felt bad for her because she was just getting back into it. It's like, oh, we're just a lot of – well, you get stung by some people, it's tough. And so, yeah. But she looks good, and she's got to get her – a little bit again, same thing with some of these girls. That stride is a big thing we got to watch. Skylar Stock, a young seventh grader, works again. We're working her, getting that strength, and she has come through very well for us, and a good kid, and just see where we're at with her. Hopefully, she keeps building with it as we go. Talia Hersom, you know, she really excelled for us last year in track last spring. She's the one that I think has gotten some strength, and you know, as a ninth grader, she's got to build to run. Is the question is can we get her in that mindset, and she I think will push that nine girls of us that will be in that 7-9 man roster. And we got Teagan Conroy, just kind of the quietest one you could ever have. tough to get her to smile, tough to get her to say much at all, but she's got a lot of ability, and just again, see where she's at, and she can fit in that system. The young Clark girl, Tayden's sister, just has run really well, looked good in practice, too. So, I mean, we've got some very good talent. There's a seventh grader, you know. It just, it's always that as seventh graders, your eyes get really, really big because you're like, I'm running how far today? I got to do this? I mean, it's just the understanding of it instead of just giving yourself a chance. So, you know, good kids, a lot of good kids out there. Jason Conover is my assistant. You know, he's the Iron Man, as I call him. I know he's training for a 100-mile run down Nebraska, which I told him, if you want, I can come down with a golf cart or a car or something like that. I ain't going to go that far. You're nuts, you ask me. I said I ran long stuff in college and outside, but that's too long for me. That's something. But, you know, he's very good with the kids, talks to a lot of the kids, gets them to, you know, he gets them off things to kind of relax. And that's the thing is you can't, you know, pound things through the kid's skull because just it gets old. And he always has some little comment or then gets them to think something else. It's great. So, but again, really good staff, you know, having him around. And same thing with the program. The kids, we get some really good kids.
Yeah. Well, I know traditionally you start Monday at Morris, but it's not going to happen because the golf course is so wet.
Yeah, Morris, you know, again, if you've been up to Morris at all, anything basically north of, well, probably north of Lockport High School, anything north there, they got a lot of water, and they've had a lot of water all summer. And the start line was, Dale sent me some pictures on, and he said it looked and just, it's dead brown grass. It looks really spongy. Same thing, the finish line, the whole finish line area, even our campsite where we've always camped is just brown grass, nothing. So they are not going to have their meet this year. So that is off. So we're going to be basically at our home meet on Thursday in Appleton. We'll be a kind of our first run with kids and kind of see what we've got. So that will be – and Appleton's got some spots in the backside. I know we've been out there practicing a couple times, and there's a couple spots. I know the one day – it really smelled swampy. And that's just because you got so much stagnant water sitting around. And they've got some parts of the golf course that got ripped up a little bit. The good thing is a lot of that stuff that's dead is in the rough. So if you're like me when I used to golf a lot, the rough can be your enemy. Well, that would be definitely your enemy. You may have to take a shovel and dig the ball out a little bit to find out it's soft and that was. So if you were a rough golfer, you didn't want to hit that. Especially hole two in Appleton would look really tough up there. So that's kind of where we're at with that on Thursday.
Well, the question we always ask you at this time of the season, what teams in your conference and subsection look strong?
Well, if you start conference-wise, you know, we won the boys' conference last year and ran really well at the conference meet. But when you graduate four of your top seven on your boys, you're gonna be taking, you know, because Gavin Carl was our top runner. Tayden Clark was our second. You know, so those two in there. Then you also had Luke Stock and you had Caden Solom. So you lose four of your seven. We are going to take a beating on that. But again, you know, if you look on paper, Canby will be the favorite of the boys. That will be the team we'll be chasing. But if our freshmen can be not afraid, we could be interesting. Girls, Canby girls are always always are a program on the girls' side trying to chase. You know, hopefully we can close the gap. You know, we've been trying to stay in the same time zone at times, and now we've gotten a little bit closer. Now we're looking at zip codes and just kind of hopefully closing that gap, and hopefully with our kids we can close the gap even more. Section, we probably had the toughest section on the boys' side you could ever have for the section meet. Here's why. Redwood Falls won it. Laverne was second. State meet, Redwood Falls won it, and Laverne was second.
Wow.
So it's very, very tough to get out of the section. But both teams were senior heavy. This is, you know, that was probably one of the things you really noticed coming through the system through the years. The senior distance runners in our section were heavy, and Redwood had studs over studs on the senior. Same thing, Laverne had studs over studs. So they both will graduate, but both programs always seem to rebuild. You know, Redwood, it's amazing how many kids. They come to cross-country meets. They got two buses. That's how many. They got 70 kids out for cross-country. It's a lot of kids. So they got a lot to work with. And so they'll be the favorite on that side for the boys' side. Girls, you know, Redwood was second in the state. And Redwood, I think, maybe loses one or two, but again, they've got a lot coming up in the system. So again, there's tough in there. Then Canby's girls got it, we're in there also. Yep. So the section is very, very difficult to get out and like that. And just we're going to, you know, we have year in, year out, we're always in that top five. And so we're always competing with it. So we're going to be in that same boat with everything. The boys may be a little bit, but again, the boys may surprise you too. So, but that's the way it goes. And we'll just, it's, as I always tell the kids, you guys all graduate, move on. I staying around here, still doing this and keep doing this. I said, you guys probably are the smart ones. I'm the one that stays here. So I got to live every year with it. So,
yeah. So Thursday you start out, and it's at Appleton.
At 5 o'clock.
We're going to
start.
5 o'clock.
At 5 o'clock start, then we'll run junior highs first, and then we'll get into the varsity races, and then we'll end with the JV. I'm working on a distance because I've got to do some things. Change over state high school league, change some rulings. So I've watched that a little bit. So I've been talking to coaches a little bit because 7th and 8th graders, if you move them up, they got to stay up. We've got some things where we're going to work. We're going to design races different, label them differently. So then it's not an issue. So I got to talk to some coaches on that. But that's something you're going to notice throughout the season. You're probably going to not hear me say junior high races. You're going to hear me say C squad races.
Okay.
So then the kids won't get caught on that boat.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the talk this morning. Best of luck on Thursday. We'll hear all about it next Saturday morning.
Sounds good.
John Sherb on cross country. Dr. Hacker just pulled in, and we'll be talking girls tennis after this.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
This week's specials at the Country Butcher in Dawson. T-bone steaks, only $12 a pound, perfect for a juicy, mouth-watering meal. Deli meats and cheeses, 10% off at the Country Butcher. Stack them up for sandwiches or snacking. Don't miss out. Stop by the Country Butcher in Dawson this week and treat yourself. That's the Country Butcher, downtown Dawson.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com. It's back to school time. This back to school safety tip brought to you by your friends at Hanson and Dahl Funeral Home, located in Dawson. The start of a new school year brings a lot of excitement. Kids love to get back to the classes and their friends. There's so much excitement that they can forget there are cars around too. The answer to the problem is for you to open your eyes wider while driving and to slow down at the same time. An accident might not be your fault, but if you go slower, you have a better chance of avoiding it. Remember, the kids are going back to school. This message brought to you by Hanson and Dahl Funeral Home in Dawson.
Welcome back to the Culture Show. As I mentioned, talking girls tennis with Dr. Hacker, and we always say by this time of the season, you're almost a third into the season. So,
oh,
yeah, you had a busy week.
Yeah, thanks, Dick. Yeah, no, we have 8 matches done already. So we're closer to about half done at this point,
okay.
Actually. But no, we played 2 matches Tuesday, 2 more on Thursday, and 1 yesterday. So
good.
It was a little toasty this week.
Oh.
The girls survived, though. We got them in, and you know, we were able to dance around the rain all week too. So didn't lose any matches that way. So we were lucky there.
Good.
But, yeah. Just kind of reviewing our week for us. On Tuesday, we usually head down to Redwood and we play a triangular down there, but Redwood's courts are still in the process of getting resurfaced, so it was moved over to Montevideo, so it was a nice short drive for us.
Okay.
So we went over and we lined up over there against Redwood and Montevideo, as I mentioned. We ended up playing Montevideo first, and Montevideo rolled us. They beat us 7-0. They lost 7 kids, but they came back stronger than ever. The coaches in tennis chat pretty much quite a bit during the matches. We compare notes, talk about how the programs are going, things like that. you know, it's not like we're on opposite sides of the field in football or the court in volleyball, basketball. So Trisha over there does a good job. They had about 45 kids the last 2 years, wow. So they've been deep. They've graduated a large number of those. They've got about 25, 27 kids this year. So like she said, she's back again this year, and she's got, I'm just looking at my lineup, she had 5 seniors again this year, even after graduating 7. So she had a lot of kids stick around, you know, and step up and did a really good job. And we've got new people in every position. Not that we're not doing a good job. It's just we're kind of learning our roles yet, learning how to play those positions. And I think we're growing into that. We're doing a nice job. But Montevideo did a good job. They did beat us 7-0. Our lineup for Montevideo was singles. We had the 4 that were playing. Alexis Olsen in the 1 singles. Maya Virgie, Reese Kuzman, and Greta Hacker. Greta ended up getting the closest set score. We had a 6-4 with Greta. That was the closest we got on any of our matches down there. But Molly Halverson, Cameron Olsen played 1 doubles for us. Bree Borstad and Aiden Bodden, 2 doubles. Ken McTye and Riley Clark are 3 doubles position. And we've got a lot of people playing very tight all the way across the board. So Ken McTye, Riley Clark, Macy Moen, Vanessa Piotr, Makaya Kubal, Mari Fallness, all these gals are really playing very close. So it's hard to know between 3 doubles, our first exhibition doubles, our second exhibition doubles. It's kind of almost a coin toss, which is a good problem to have when you have, you know, there's kids that are working hard, they're fired up, and they're competing hard to get those spots. So it's good to see. But then we turn around, we played Redwood, who we'd beaten 4-3. 4 days prior, and they ended up beating us 4-3 on Tuesday. They changed their lineup a little bit, and we had a lot of – we were close on every match pretty much. So either went Redwood's way or ours. But we did lose on the first 3 singles positions. Again, Alexis Olsen, Maya Virgie, Reese Kuzman. Greta Hacker picked up a win at 4 singles. And then we lost at 1 doubles with Molly Halverson and Cameron Olsen in a 3-setter, and that's the one we picked up 4 days prior.
Oh, okay.
And then we ended up winning at 2 doubles with Bree Borstad and Aiden Bond, and we won at 3 doubles with Kenna McTye, Riley Clark. Macy Moen and Vanessa Piotta were playing our first exhibition spot there for us that day. And they also picked up a win, which was nice. So that got us through Tuesday over in Montevideo. And then we hosted a match on Thursday.
All right. There's no place like home.
First time in 3 years that we got to host a match. It was fun.
Yes.
So we hosted Laverne. That was the first match of the day. We ended up losing 4-3. So, again, it's been tight all the way around. We picked up our wins at 1-2 singles, 4 singles. Those were our losses. We picked up our wins at 3 singles. Reese Kuzman, 1 doubles and 2 doubles. But again, the matches were close. We weren't blown out really at any position. And Nathan Rudd is the coach down there. He's kind of been stepping in the last few years. And we were just kind of comparing notes on section because it's, you know, it's Pipestone, it's us, it's Granite Falls, Montevideo, McCrae. Everybody's really close. So we lost that 1-4-3. Turned around, waited for Pipestone to get done playing Montevideo, and then Pipestone traveled over to us for our second home match of the day.
Oh, okay.
And we ended up winning that 1-4-3.
Oh.
So, again, very close matches, really up and down the ladder. Alexis Olsen picked up a win at 1 singles for us. Maya Virgie lost 7-5-6-2. Reese Kuzman picked up a 3-set win at 3 singles, and Greta Hacker picked up a 3-set win at 4 singles. Pipestone, Molly Halverson, Cameron Olsen, playing 1 doubles. Molly, again, out for the first time since 8th grade, and Cameron, a 10th grader, moving up from our 2 doubles position to play, our 3 doubles position to play 1 doubles, doing really well, but lost a tight 3-setter there. But, again, Pipestone's loaded a little bit here. Not all, but they've got 5 seniors again in their lineup, and one of their 2 seniors was a state participant last year. And Molly and Cameron really played a good match. I mean, ended up posting a loss, but we try to work on, just kind of like I said before, with tennis, you know, we're trying to figure out one thing we can take from our match to the next match. How are we going to improve on that one detail, that one area, whether it's a forehand or keeping it away from net or not double faulting. But they're doing a really nice job gelling up at one doubles. So credit to them for a tough match, but picked up a loss there. Aiden Bond, Bree Borstad, played two doubles, very nice win there. And Kenna McTighe, Riley Clark, three doubles, picked up a loss. But I think being our second match of the day, probably our best match of the year, just from how kids have kind of evolved and matured into their positions. You kind of see that. It's kind of nice to get all these matches in before a lot of our conference starts.
Right.
Because every time you get on the court, you lose. Or you learn something, win or lose. You know, there's a lot. Kids put a lot of pressure on themselves, just like a lot of sports. But you learn how to kind of deal with that pressure, work through it, find your game, try to hopefully excel playing your game, you know, playing to your strengths, not your opponent's. So they did a really good job with that match. And then yesterday, usually it's a triangular march at Marshall. We had a team pull out over there. So we went over with our whole 7th through 12th grade crew. Everybody was playing. It was a lot of fun. We were over in Marshall yesterday. And also had originally scheduled it at 10 a.m. The rain kind of got in the way. But we were able to move everything back to 2 p.m. Drove over, got our match in. Picked up a 4-3 win there.
Good.
So I think 4-3 is kind of our that's the way our season is going to be looking as far as scores a lot. Because I just think we're all going to be tight and we're pretty evenly matched. But Alexis Olson, again, played a very nice match at one singles. She ended up losing to Marshall 6-4, 7-6. We picked up wins at 2, 3, and 4 singles, and then our 2 doubles position. But Maya Virgie did a very nice job at 2 singles, 7-5, 7-5, close. Reese Kuzman, 7-5, 6-1 at 3 singles. Greta Hacker picked up a nice one, 4 singles, 6-2, 6-3. Molly Cameron played a tough doubles team over at Pipestone, lost 6-2, 6-4, but were competitive in the match. Bree Borstad, Aiden Bond have been really strong at our 2 doubles, one again at 6-1, 6-1. They look like they're both of them new. Well, Bree played a little 3 doubles last year. Aiden was more exhibition player last year. Both have really moved up into that 2 doubles spot and have really kind of cleaned up their doubles game, right? I mean, high school doubles is you go a long ways just by not hitting it to the net person. Mm-hmm. Or if you get the ball at the net, if you're playing up, you know, trying to find that open spot and putting the ball away. They've really gotten a lot better at that, and it shows in their scores and what they're doing on the court. But they're talking well, and they have some good chemistry. Kenna McTighe, Riley Clark lost a tight one at 3 doubles, 6-3, 6-3. But again, competitive and just, you know, couldn't get things going their way. But overall, so that ended our day yesterday in Marshall, picking up a 4-3 win.
Good.
So it leaves us 4-4 on the season, which my goal is to, if we can end up in the top half of a section or top half of a conference, that's going to be huge for us. Monty, like I mentioned, really looks like probably the toughest competition, both probably maybe section and our conference. Minnewaska is always very solid up in our conference, but they're not a section team anymore for us. So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's our week last week.
Okay. How about this up-and-coming week now?
We slow down a lot. We got one match on Tuesday. Whoa. We host Melrose on Tuesday.
Okay.
So kids start school Monday. We got one match this coming week, so we can really kind of start focusing on some things on the court during practice a little bit.
Good.
Which would be great, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so thanks for the talk, and best of luck with that one match, and we'll hear all about it next Saturday morning.
Hey, that sounds great. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Great. Dr. Brent Hacker on girls tennis. We'll take this break and have volleyball after this.
It's not far off. The Lacaparl County Fair, the Little Minnesota State Fair, is happening September 4th through the 7th. You can save big on ride vouchers by purchasing in advance for $25 each. Available at Jubilee Foods in Madison, Old National Bank, United Prairie Bank, Casey's General Store, and Lacaparl Co-op Oil Company. In Dawson, at Tim's Food Pride, Greater Community Credit Union, MinWest Bank, Casey's General Store. In Bellingham, at State Bank of Bellingham, and in Marietta at Bruce's 66. Again, buy early and save. Pre-sale $25 vouchers may be redeemed for one wristband or 30 tickets at the fair. Advance sale ends September 2nd. We'll see you at the Lacaparl County Fair, September 4th through the 7th.
At Sandhill Mill, we believe the best meals start with the finest ingredients, grown local, milled fresh, and crafted with care. Our stone-ground flours and mixes bring out the flavor you'll taste in every bite. Whether you're baking bread, whipping up pancakes, or making your grandma's favorite recipe, Sandhill Mill flour makes it better. Specializing in ancient and heritage grains, we have many different wheat varieties to supply flour or wheat berries for all your baking needs. Visit us online at sandhillmill.com to shop our selection of products so you can nourish like you mean it.
Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson, would like to remind our listeners it's that time of the year once again. Summer is winding down, and as the temperature cools, children all over the United States return to school. The back-to-school season affects entire communities, not just families with kids. There are things that everyone needs to be aware of as school begins. Many children need to have their vaccinations updated. Parents need to be aware of the stress that going back to school brings, not only to students, but also to themselves. With more children around, community members need to be aware of traffic changes and road safety. This back-to-school safety message brought to you by your friends at Erickson Chevrolet. See them for a great lineup of new and used vehicles.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention now to Lacapal Valley Volleyball with first-year head coach Amber Lee. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, well, congratulations on getting the job, and yeah, you guys are hard at it already, aren't you?
Yep, we just finished up our preseason, so yeah, we're ready to get into the season.
Did you have some scrimmages?
We scrimmaged at YME last week, and that went fairly well. Tried a lot of different rotations and girls in different spots, so I'm very optimistic for the year.
Okay. Amber, let's talk about your team then. Maybe start out with some of the coaches. Who's helping you this year?
For JV, we have Morgan Jaeger. She is new to the area, and she's going to be a para in Madison Elementary School.
And then we have Morgan Stark.
She's going to be our C-Squad coach, and she is teaching third grade in Madison.
And then eighth grade will be Sydney Clark, and she's been with the district for a couple years now, but she is going to be teaching fifth grade at Zacaparo. And then... seventh grade coach will be Kelsey Lund, and she's been around the area for a while.
You got a couple of former Lacapal volleyball players there helping you out, huh?
Yes, we do.
Okay. All right. Well, Amber, I know you're busy because your daughter, Jalen, who graduated last year and played for the volleyball team, she's playing college volleyball, too, so you're going to have a busy fall, it sounds like.
Yep, I am, and I'm really excited for all of it. So,
yeah. How's Jalen doing?
She is doing really well.
Just started college?
Yep, they haven't actually started classes yet. They start Wednesday, but she's been up there for 2 weeks now. Okay. She has her first scrimmage on the 26th.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Then her first actual game will be the 29th.
Okay. Yeah, you graduated some really good seniors, didn't you, from last year's team?
Yep, we did. There's some holes to fill.
Yep. All right, let's talk about your team here. I'm just take your time and introduce each of the players and maybe tell us a little bit about them if you can, and we'll go from there.
Okay, I'm going to start off with our seniors. We got Callie Kahn. She plays middle. We're going to look for a lot from her this year. She can do it. She is very capable. Abby Amlin, she's going to be playing outside for us. She's a senior. She's game quite a ways. Stays focused at the net, and she has a really nice swing.
Lindsay Ludvigson is a senior.
She may be seeing some back row
time for us this year, along with Paisley Monroe. She's a senior.
And that's all we have for seniors, is the four of them. And then for juniors, we have Peyton Sachs, Marley Ludvigson, Shayla Meyer,
Carson Whitnabel, Casey Tweet, and Brooklyn Olson.
So there's seven juniors, and we're looking through it for a lot from them, too.
Everybody kind of needs to set up and fill some holes that were left from last year. And I also have a few sophomores that are going to be helping out. Sadie Zarbuck, Faith Meyer, and Eva Traeger.
And Sophie Hewitt.
Okay.
And then I've got a couple ninth graders to... Maya Mortensen and Maya Swatsky. Maya Swatsky set for us last year and did a great job.
And then one eighth grader passionate shelf that she's really proven herself over summer and this preseason, and going to give her a shot at a DS.
Awesome. Awesome. That sounds like a pretty good team there, Amber.
Yeah, I got a full roster.
Yeah. Other girls, do you have the JV roster there and some of the younger girls?
Yep, I sure do.
How many girls? JV, how many girls do you have on the total? Do you know?
52.
52. Wow, that's pretty good. Pretty good number.
Yep, 52 and 712. So.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to be asking a lot of the girls to play maybe a little bit of C squad, a little bit of JV, a little bit of JV, and a little bit of varsity. More court time, the better. And I feel like watching volleyball, you really learn a lot.
Mm-hmm.
If I can keep them focused on the bench watching the older girls, I think it'll benefit everyone.
That's right. Okay. Do you have the JV roster there in front of you?
Yep.
The younger girls, too? Go ahead.
Okay. Jakey Ann Raymond. She's a junior. Addison Tilbury. Madison Daly. Julissa Ramos. They're all sophomores. And then Maddie Geiser, Brinley Brewston, Macy Quire, Lily Fernholz, Eva Deline, and Avery Monroe, but she can't play this year because she has to have hip surgery. She injured it during softball season.
Oh, wow.
So, yep, that rounds out our JV. And then C squad, we have Alexis Alonzo, Stamala Roku, Rami Raymond, Elma Elias, Peyton Redepenning, Angel Lyons, and Reagan Brewston.
Okay.
And then 8th grade, we have Natasha Snyder, Elsinlyn Emmis, Frances Bella Kasagnon, Micaiah Thompson, Allison Call, Adeline Poost, Leilani Roberts, Kaylee Osmond, Jeske Ann Anklum. And then to round it out with our 7th grade, we have Etienne Ponen, Matrin Raphael, Rexlyn Renew, Abby Askew, Kinsley Delane, Emma Neptune, Peter Delane, Haven Anderson, and Jesse Ann Ingram.
Hmm. Wow, that's a good group of girls there, it sounds like.
Yeah, it is. It got a lot of young talent, so I'm really excited to see the, you know, what comes up in the future here.
Right. Okay, any managers, or do you know yet?
No managers. I do need to mention Shayla Meyer will also be helping out with the varsity. She can't play either. She has a fracture in her back, so she's out for 6 months.
Oh, no.
But she has been super committed to the program, so, you know.
Good. Okay, let's talk about your schedule, Amber. When do you start your season?
We open up with CGB at home on August 28th, so I encourage everyone to come out and support the volleyball program. And then on September 2nd, we play Benson and Benson.
Okay. Yeah, are you in any tournaments during the season, on the weekends or anything?
Yep, we play in a tournament in Benson on September 13th, and then we're going to go to SMSU for a two-day tournament on October 3rd and 4th.
Okay. I know this is your first year, Amber, but, you know, you followed well with your daughter on volleyball last couple years. Who are some of the teams in the Camden Conference that look strong?
Well, McCray with Riel and Amatine. They're going to be leaders in the conference, I think.
Yep.
We also have Canby, and I feel like they've been building their program for a few years now, and I remember a couple years ago, a lot of these seniors were sophomores, so they've been contributing for several years, so they're going to be a good one to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mineota, of course, they always seem to find a way to be a top of the conference.
Yeah, they have a new coach this year, Haley Froon, you know, stepped down, so that'll be
interesting.
Yeah, so a lot of new faces in the Camden Conference volleyball this year, including yours.
Yes.
All right, anything else you'd like to add, Amber? Or did we cover everything?
Nope.
Okay.
I think that's it. Just excited to get going on the season.
All right. I appreciate you taking time being on the coach's show on a Saturday. We get to hear from you every Saturday. How about that?
I'm so excited.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Amber. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Saturday. And good luck this week.
Okay. Thanks, Paul.
That's Amber Lee, head coach of the Lacapara Valley volleyball team. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll be back with more of the Coach's Show right after this.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do with all the money you save?
What you gonna do with all the money you save at Jubilee Foods in Madison during the Dog Days of Summer sale? Whole boneless pork loin, $1.99 a pound. And a one-pound bag of Boldhouse Farm baby carrots, 99 cents. Minnesota-grown sweet corn, 6 ears, $3. At Jubilee Foods in Madison, where they bag your groceries and carry them right out to your car.
What you gonna do with all the money you save?
And welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to Lacapara Valley football, and I'm excited because football's my favorite sport. Tony Smith, head football coach for the Eagles, in the studio with us. You're excited just as much as I am, Tony.
Absolutely. It is time.
It's time. That's right. So a lot of things happening. You're well underway with practices and stuff, huh?
Yeah, we just finished up our second week. Actually, today we are in Benson for the scrimmage. We're going to be scrimmaging Benson and McRae. We're excited to finally take a look at somebody else and hit a different colored jersey and see what somebody else is doing.
All right. Yeah, pretty exciting. I love high school football. Gophers, Vikings, I love football. Just you love it more than I do, I think, Tony.
Well, I don't know about that, but it is a great time of year. You know, you get the idea about talking about the state fair and the Lacapara County Fair, and that just kind of lends itself into football and the Vikings and the Gophers and all the stuff that goes along with it. So super excited. I know that the kids are. Ready to get the season underway. Like I said earlier, you get tired of seeing the same jersey and 4-hour practices, and now it's back to school, which some of them are probably not looking real forward to, but it gives them some structure and some an idea of what they're going to do for the day.
All right. Well, let's take some time and introduce your team to us this year, coaches and some of the guys.
Okay. Well, I want to start off by thanking the coaches. There are three down at the junior high level. Timothy White, who is new to the school district, he'll be teaching special education. Also helping out at the junior high is Johnny Garibay, who is not new to the district but is new to coaching football for us. He comes to us with some California football knowledge, and then also Matt Carmody, who is now in his third year. Helping out at the varsity level is Paul Lowry is back again for, I believe, like year 26, I believe.
Oh, wow.
And then
he
also,
looks so young.
Yes, he does. He does. That's all that work he does in the summer. Bentley Boyk, who that name sounds familiar, he is teaching fourth grade here in Madison, and so he is a part of the coaching staff. And then also Zach Gierman, who is now in year two, is coaching as well. Thank you to them. As far as our roster goes, we are currently sitting with seven freshmen, Ryan Bierke, Martin Emmis, Nicholas Hoffman, Caden Ludebar, Dane Nicholson, Samarkson Sepanon, and Cooper Smith. We have nine sophomores: Angel Alonzo, Scott Asfeld, Jackson Fernolds, Tucker Lines, Jordan Love, Alex Nyans, Evan Schliemann, and Adrian Specht. We have 13 juniors: Grant Bierke, Christian Chicano, Jace Mortensen, Kaysen Heineke, Thor Hewitt, Gus Holm, Kyler Kep, Angel Mejia, Gavin Mortensen, Matthew Ullman, Matthew Sherman, Jax Wells, and then we have six seniors: Elias Alonzo, Douglas Bruner, Talon Kranz, Gabe Lowry, Brant Schomer, and Nolan Smith.
Okay.
Yeah, good group of guys there.
Yeah.
They put the time in over the summer and stuff?
Yeah, I was very pleased with the summer. You know, we had workouts 3 days a week and conditioning. You know, it's one of those things where I felt like we had a good number. Could it always be more? Sure. You always like to have more numbers, but I was very, very pleased with the commitment to the kids that were there. Mm-hmm. And saw some improvements and saw some gains out of them. So that was great. And I want to thank Zach Gierman for putting together those weight program for the kids. Yeah. He's such a great resource that he is.
He's pretty good, isn't he?
Yes. And we did some Friday morning practices during the summer. Okay, so
good leaders.
I decided to go with the seven captains because they had fulfilled their time. They were honoring the responsibilities. They were communicating when I was asking them questions. They were involved. They did such a nice job of helping navigate through the summer. And I thought, you know what? All of these kids have shown me that they're invested and they want to be a part of it. Right. And so all of these kids are going to be, you know, basically what it comes down to is on Friday nights, four of them are going to go out there, the other three aren't. But other than that, throughout the whole practices and everything, they're going to be going to be a very integral part of it.
Okay.
So the captains are Nolan Smith, Gabe Lowry, Talon Kranz, Matthew Sherman, Gavin Mortensen, Gavin Meyer, and Grant Bierke.
Okay. Good.
Wow.
Sounds good. All right. So let's talk about the district and the section realignment.
Okay. So very different this year. Most of the districts only have seven teams in it.
Oh.
And so what they're doing basically is they are crossing over with some other districts to fill out the eight-game schedule. Mm-hmm. So, for example, they tried to match up. So this year we're playing GFW, Gibbon, Fairfax, Winthrop, our first game of the year, and then we're playing Murray County Central, I believe, on the fourth week of the year.
Okay.
And then like Mineota, they're playing Eden Valley Watkins. So they're going a bigger look across the district for teams to play other.
Okay, Coach's show got a little long. The podcast will have the full interview with Tony Smith. So if you want to hear the rest of what Tony's talking about, tune in or go online to the podcast. So we're going to end the show with three Dick Newman sick jokes of the week. First off, with school starting, what did one pencil say to another pencil on the first day of school? Looking sharp. Okay. And what was the, why was the math book so sad? Well, it had too many problems. And finally, the man who invented throat lozenges died last week. There was no coughing at the funeral. Well, thanks for listening. Tune in again next Saturday morning. And just remember, you don't have to play a sport to be one.
Farmers Lumber, located in Hendricks, Minnesota.
I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. The Texas State Senate passes new congressional maps early today that could give Republicans five more seats in Congress.
The vote was finalized after Republicans blocked a filibuster. The bill now heads to Governor Greg Abbott's desk to be signed into law. The new map was drawn to help the GOP win as many as five additional U.S. House seats in next year's midterm elections. This marks the final legislative hurdle for the redistricting plan backed by President Trump and Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The Senate's approval follows weeks of uncertainty after House Democrats fled the state for 15 days to block the two-thirds quorum needed to conduct business.
And that's Fox's Chan Lee Painter. That truck driver.